So essentially then, I received an email from a voter with this form attached. The form very clearly had been altered because the state form has the deadline on the state form is a generic, this form must be received by the supervisor of elections not later than 5 p.m. on the day before the election. What stood out to me on this form, two things. Number one, it was from a voter who was not eligible to use the form to fix the problem we had with their absentee ballot. That is to say, this individual faxed, is a military voter who received their ballot via email, which they're certainly entitled to do, but they are not entitled to send them back to me via fax if they are not overseas, and this person was not overseas, which again is why it kind of stood out to me when I saw it. So that was immediately what caught my attention. And then I looked at the form, and the form, the underlined italics part with the deadline had been changed to say that it was due at 5 p.m. on Thursday, November 8th. And I thought, well, wait a minute. Where did this person get this form? So I scrolled down to the bottom of the form, and sure enough, there it was, the exact same form number from the state, Form DSDE 139, the exact section of the statute that the form was promulgated as a result of, where the language of the form is laid out, all there. So it looked like someone had basically taken the form and changed the deadline on it and sent it out to voters whose ballots had been referred to not be counted, or had already been rejected, actually. So in the email, the reason I attributed it to the Democratic Party is because the form itself, or rather the email that I got, at the bottom of the email, I could see the conversation between the volunteer who called her, because she says, "Hi, I'm the volunteer that called you." So they clearly then reached out to this person by phone first, and then emailed them the form, and they asked her to reply all to the form, to when she submitted the form. And so in the reply all, so the email I received was also received by an address with the Florida Democratic Party. It's called, what was the address? The address was votes at floridadems.org, which, I mean, is that a valid Democratic Party of Florida email? I don't know. I don't know all of their internal workings. So when I saw that the form had been that an official state form had been altered and sent out to voters in a misleading manner, I simply reported it to the state, and I said what they quoted me on as saying in the email.
You can't do this.
I said, please tell SDP that they can't just arbitrarily change these deadlines and that this is crazy, because that was sort of my sentiment at the time.